Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Here. I'm just preparing.
An actor prepares.
An actor prepares.
Yeah. You know what? So does a slut. You gotta prepare.
An actor preps.
Yeah. So does a slut. That's a good prep commercial.
An actor takes prep.
And then we see like you're in a bar, like talking to somebody with the voiceover, and then after you walk in, you say, "Well, it looks like I'm about to do a great performance." And you shut the door that it says prep. When you're a whore.
Looks like they're asking for me on the stage.
And it's just a guy in leather harnesses kind of looking at you, smelling their pits.
When you want to be healthy, but still want to be a slut. Why isn't this a show?
It is. Y'all, welcome.
Is this the show?
This is a show.
Oh, my God. This is Toe.
This is
the last
toe.
Time I'll say that for, I don't know,
a year.
This is Toe.
This is Toe.
This is the Toe tell-all. This is the Toe T-A.
The T-T-A. T-T-A, the Toe tell-all.
Tota.
Tota.
It's time for the Tota.
Season 3, episode 15. There's only one tell-all. Thank God.
I think they realized that this is much better, even though this was fucking super messy in some spots. But I'm kind of here for it.
I thought it was great.
I
love this show.
Here are two takeaways that I have.
I love it.
Number one, I believe that if Sean Robinson had the Hatfields and the McCoys in the same room, and so-and-so happens, like, he killed my son.
He killed my brother.
And the other guy goes, he killed my daughter. Robinson,
she fucked my nephew.
Sean Robinson would say, okay, I know we still have a lot of problems.
Well, that's her thing.
But hopefully we can find a way to kind of resolve this.
Yep.
And then someone brings text to the gun and shoots someone. Susan, she's like,
I guess not.
We have to move on.
We're just going to have to leave things unresolved.
I wish she would stop doing that because it feels very, I don't know what other alternative there is, but it feels like she's trying to close the book, but there's so much that just came out.
Also, this could have gone on for way longer.
This could have been another episode.
And they just edited it. I know this for once, I was like, for once, I kind of wouldn't have hated a second tell-all.
Let me tell you what I wish should have shaken out. 30 minutes on Stephen and Alina and bring all the other girls in. Bring all the DMs
in. Bring all the DMs in.
Bring in Mama and Grandma Ludmilla.
And we have some tea about that, y'all.
Bring in that. Oh, I forgot to read it. Oh well. You can tell me about it.
You're supposed to read it.
I forgot. We can stop now.
You know, I'll tell you and you'll react because it'll be better. Real life poodle. Y'all, Sissy Mary,
our detective. Someone once told me that I can't actually feign surprise.
He can't. You know what I said? I even messaged him and said this. We love Sean Robinson and I want her to continue to be the host. If she ever can't fulfill her duties as tell-all host, I want Kenny to do it.
Me too.
Kenny was great this episode.
Me too.
He was kind, but he would school people. He wouldn't let up on it.
I think we...
Can you just see Kenny in there we need to start the timer again. It's going to be long.
No. Oops. Start.
Can you imagine, though, when if Ari tries to say something, that's just right, not right. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And Kenny would go... Well, you're going to talk about it because you're here. Because this is... I will say, when Sean Robinson looked at Steven and she said, Steven, it's called the couple's tell-all. I was like, yeah!
So anyway, I totally agree that we should have portioned out the tell-all. It was almost equal portions. We didn't need to know anything about Victor and Ellie.
Except he looked good.
He looked good. I wrote real that too. Good. We could have brushed by... Jenny and Smith entirely because there's no drama anymore.
Well, because although I have to say, y'all, they did a brilliant job with Jenny and Smith because nothing happened in their segment because he didn't tell his family.
No.
But the lead up they had to that and the anticipation I had while watching. I was patient. I was just like going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then when he chickened out, and of course he's going to chicken out. And Sean was even so. We're going to jump into it.
But anyway.
We have announcements.
We do have announcements.
Big announcements.
Big announcements. I'm bearing the lead. Also the name of one of my memoirs, Burying the Lead.
Burying the Lead. Let's see, is there a...
Stop it! We don't have time for your fucking
balls. Is there a train legend that
says...
Oh, this is stop. That's stop.
I could have figured that out.
Oh, look, there's one called Flagman Return to Train.
Shut up!
What's a flagman?
Oh, God. I hate this.
Oh, right. Ooh, I like it.
I have something to say. Like Strangers with Candy. I've got something to say.
Y'all, we're overstimulated because this tell-all was good. If you haven't watched the tell-all, I know if you're just listening to us.
You need to watch this tell-all.
You need to watch the tell-all.
It wasn't the best tell-all for kind of snap-worthy moments.
No, but it was 10 times better than any Happily Ever After
tell-all.
Totally. God, those are the worst.
Well, because they get down in the mud with those. Let's do announcements.
Let's do announcements.
The biggest announcement we have, y'all, we have tour dates for you.
Live, laugh, live.
Live, laugh, live. We've announced Chicago on the 7th of 8th of January. We've announced New York on the 28th and 29th of January. And we are now announcing, and give me some music for this. God, no, you put it down. I hate you. Just make something up. How dare you? You're not funny. Fine, I'll just do it. Not too loud, though. Come down. That's like low-key music. This is like Star Wars music.
Y'all, we're coming back to Los Angeles.
L.A., February 27th.
February 27th.
At a bigger venue with alcohol.
With alcohol. Yes.
We also have Portland.
Portland.
March 11th. We have Seattle. March 12th.
That's my birthday, y'all. Seattle's going to be a birthday show.
I'm going to make it all about me. No, it won't.
All about me. Can you believe it? 29 again.
Can we do this without you talking about you?
Sorry.
Philadelphia, the April 3rd.
You're going to fuck your way in that town.
We got Nashville.
Nashville.
April 8th. 10th?
Let me look. Nashville is Sunday, April 10th at Cine Winery.
I can't read. We have three other cities that we're going to announce very, very soon, and they are Boston, which is going to be...
Boston sometime in early April.
And then D.C., Washington, D.C., and we have Atlanta!
Atlanta on...
Southern Sissies Rejoice.
We're hopefully coming around April 9th, 8th, or something to Atlanta.
We're just... we're finalizing dates right now.
And Texas series, Sissies Fear Not. We are in talks.
And if
Texas.
If you know anything about what happened recently with the tragedy at the Travis Scott concert, Live Nation Texas is still a little behind.
They haven't gotten back to us, so we don't blame them. They're a little overwhelmed
so,
right now.
But
these are going to go, and yeah,
and keep waiting upon Ohio Sissies. I promise, we haven't forgotten you.
We have it. We are. So what's going to happen, y'all? Is these are going to go in a pre-sale for our Patreon at Supercast Sissies on Wednesday. The way that's going to happen.
Pre-sale Wednesday of this week.
We're going to give you the code. The way that's going to happen, if you're on Patreon, we're going to email you.
Which is the 8th.
Look at your phone. I think that's right.
Yeah, Wednesday the 8th.
Yeah. If you're on Patreon, we're going to email you. If you're on Supercast, we can't email you, so we're going to put out a short little audio episode.
And you'll get the pre-sale code.
And in the show notes, you'll have the pre-sale code, so you can look for that. That's going to be on Wednesday, and then on Friday, they're going to go open to the general public.
Yes, and we
don't know the times
We will give
yet.
You the times. We're going to get those from whoever the ticket vendors are.
So check our social media.
Check our socials.
Instagram and Twitter, and that'll be... But we have bigger venues now, so double the size of what we had before. So hopefully we don't sell out so quickly. But LA was different this last time when all of our patrons bought it and Super Sissies, and we try to open more up. This time, I don't know if we can guarantee.
I don't know if we can do second shows because everything is starting to book.
Well,
so
we have a tour now, so we can't do second
shows. If you want a ticket, you may, even for the month of something, you may want to join.
You might want to pay the $5. Patreon. We're not doing that to make. We're just telling you because we don't want you coming to us. It's not fair.
I don't want to hear a single more person saying, everything was sold out when I got there. I'm like, you're already paying $30 for a ticket.
In the words of Destiny, I was busy. I was busy. Anyway,
so we can't control the demand.
Yes. Speaking of, so we're excited for that. Y'all be paid this Wednesday. Speaking of, ooh, can you give me some nice little music, some holiday music? Da 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 da. Y'all, guess what? This Sunday we're doing a holiday show. It's too loud. Too loud. It's too loud. Poodle, tell him about the holiday show so you stop singing and driving me crazy.
You did the same to me.
No, I sing nice.
So, here's the thing. We forgot our YouTube live at the end of...
We did.
I blame Thanksgiving. And so we're going to merge a special 1 hour.
Because normally do 30 minutes. For the people in the $15 tier, we do a 30-minute YouTube live with interacting with them and their comments.
Yep.
So since we forgot November.
We're going to do a special 1 hour for November and December because the end of December is going to be a shit show with Christmas, y'all.
Yeah.
So we're going to do, that is Sunday, December 12th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern.
You always make the same face when you're trying to think of time.
It's very hard.
It's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific. Again, that's everybody on the $15 tier.
We at the $15 tier of Patreon. It will be recorded, but I would encourage you, if you want to participate with all the other sissies and comment and be interactive with us.
But if you can't be there, it will be recorded.
It will be recorded.
And it'll be up. We'll put it as a Patreon post.
It's a $15 level.
At the $15 level, so anybody can watch it.
I'm sorry, Super Sissies, since it's video.
Well, it's video. Super Sissies know they can't get video. So.
Well, we can probably maybe send the YouTube.
But they're paying, none of them pay $15.
That's right. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That needed to be explained to me.
Anyway, but so that's just going to be us talking very on the fly. Poodle at the piano. Us singing some holiday favorites.
Maybe a Christmas story or two.
Maybe a Christmas story or two.
I already have ideas. I haven't talked to you about them. But
great.
You'll like them.
Great. I'm sure I'll love them.
Going to be a memorized script.
Great. Wonderful. I'm not wearing an elf outfit again.
The last thing. No, the two things. Sorry. Our Bicurious this month at on our Patreon is you have voted and you have made your voice heard. It is Addicted to Marriage.
Addicted to Marriage.
The show's a mess. It's not a smothered level mess, but it is cringe.
I haven't watched it yet. I need
Monette,
to.
Who's been married 11 times.
I already have problems with the name.
She also kind of looks like she's melting.
Okay.
that's all right. You need to know.
Okay. That's
she,
a-
She also,
if you've gone to dinner in Beverly Hills, you know exactly what that means. Yeah.
She also sings karaoke poorly.
Okay.
That was the first shot of the show, okay, and I went, ooh.
All right.
She's also one of those people, y'all, you know those karaoke places that not a lot of people are there, and one person just keeps singing the whole night, like every other person.
One of our sissies just went, fuck.
That's me.
That's me. Because we got some karaoke sissies.
Y'all, you
got to
let someone else do it. I'm sorry.
Share the wealth. But if nobody's up there, what's the other one?
Who am I kidding? Remember. That's me.
I'm going to put on my black honey while you talk.
Love in Paradise, Caribbean Love.
Oh, yeah.
That we did in our Patreon, but it is now airing on TLC. So you guys, like we're going to do with Single Life, we are going to be now, when especially when something is on Discovery Plus, we're normally it's going to be on our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put it on the free feed. So if you're like, I'm not joining that Patreon, I don't give a shit. You will eventually get all those Discovery Plus 90-day related shows. You'll get them on the free feed. You'll get them about 3 to 4 months later.
Yeah.
So,
but we just feel like it's only fair.
It's only fair
since they're putting it out there for y'all to.
Yeah.
Because we loved Love in Paradise. We enjoyed it.
We did.
We
Mark and Kate.
We did love it. We enjoyed Mother Amber and Danny.
Mother Amber.
Mother Amber, yes.
Daniel.
The Daniel. I said Danny.
What sauce do I like?
What sauce? Chicken fingers. Anyway. Okay, that's it.
The less we say about Sherlon and Ariana, the
better.
Oh,
boy.
And Martine and what's his name? Steven.
We heard they're married.
They're married.
Yeah.
I'm glad she locked that down.
Ooh. I wish he'd start an OnlyFans. God.
He's a DJ, y'all.
That just is on brand.
No, I'm saying, I think she. I don't know if she's ready to be the wife of a
no,
DJ.
No, I don't think she is. I think they could have an open relationship.
You think Martine is okay with that?
Better than Alina. Better than Steven and Alina.
You mean she'd be handle it better?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think Martine would ever handle an open relationship.
Possibly
well.
Not. Anyway, let's jump into this.
Well, the show?
Yeah.
So now we have to talk about the
Do you know where we are? You are overstimulated.
I am a little crazy.
Boy.
You can see my eyes going ding, 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 ding. Also, my voice is scratchy. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Y'all know the regular. Everybody's showing up. So there's not much that happens, but everybody's showing up. And so first we get Ellie and Victor.
Steven's hair is even longer.
It's even longer.
And it looks...
I don't like it.
Ugh.
But also, I mean, once we get to Steven and Alina's segments, one thing about this tell-all, it wasn't all over the place. There was a bit more of, we were going to talk about this couple, and then
there's
this couple.
Yeah, I prefer those.
I prefer that too. So there's not much before it, But we will say, but...
Steven came with a pre-written list of insults for everyone.
He really did. Although, I think he just has, because he's so gross. Y'all...
I'm going to say one thing. I think we might have seen the last of him after this.
Well...
Because he did not make friends with anyone.
I am so excited to read what Sissy Mary Detective has come up with. You're going to be shooketh to the chorus. But first, y'all, Victor didn't watch one episode of the show.
I wrote that down too.
Not one. I kind of respect that, but I'm also like, bitch, you don't know what... He has no idea of what reality TV is going
to do. But he's still...
He's
talking to Steve and he's like, they're going to burn me. I think it's a lot worse came out about him.
About Victor?
Yeah. Than we even saw.
Than Steven?
No. Do you remember when he was talking to Steven?
Oh,
and
yeah,
Steven's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're going to torch me. He's like, me? Do you?
Yes.
They're really going to.
But oddly, in the tell-all, he came out looking better than a lot of other people,
oh, yeah.
I thought.
Because he said the least.
He did say the least. So he hasn't watched, and so Alina can't be there because she doesn't have a visa.
She looks great, by the way. She's sticking with that cat eye, which
I think she does look good. Kenny shows up. Steven immediately says Kenny looks older on in person than he does on TV.
See, this isn't even funny. This is straight up trolling and being... He thinks he's funny, but he's just really insulting. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole. He is an asshole. So Corey says, the wedding was one of the best days of her life. And then he said, and then things got worse, bro. The surf went down. Couldn't get out on the waves, and Evelyn was pissed, man.
I lost my favorite Nickelback CD. Yeah.
It's somewhere out on the bay, and Evelyn won't do things to my butt anymore. But Evelyn says she's finding out more things. So this is kind of all the teasing stuff. Steven also just says right to Evelyn when he sees her
Ellen,
on screen.
That's the most modest I've ever seen you. Like, this is majorly him living in a glass house and throwing rocks everywhere.
Well, I will say, y'all, the theme that I saw, one thing that kind of popped out for me that I blatantly, and I'm not coming for an entire religion, so I'm not saying that. But, boy, the security that men feel in the Mormon church to be able to comment on everybody else, especially women.
Yeah.
You just saw it blatantly in this episode from all different, because several people on this show are Mormon.
Well,
and the way they were commenting.
Corey is kind of grew up in the church.
But those
and so did Armando.
So did Armando. And Armando didn't, but like with Corey and Steven, they just said sometimes they would comment on other people, especially women. And I would think, why is that anything for you to comment on?
Who besides Corey? What specifically about Corey?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
It was in when they talk later.
Okay.
But it just was
no, I just don't remember.
But I think that's where a lot of this comes from, Steven. He just thinks, why not? I'm a white man in the Mormon church. I can just say whatever I want to people.
I'm sure there is a huge amount of privilege there. But like, I just think, I agree with you. I just think he's an asshole. That is what I... Steven, it's Steven with a V, not Steven with a P, because Steven with a V is the worst person.
He's horrible.
That we've seen, and not just like, not cruel, that's a given. Like, just a bad person. Like, Idi Amin would be watching and going, that dude's rough. It's the first Idi Amin joke, I believe. Hopefully the last.
I don't remember who that is, and I'm scared to ask.
It's a terrible, terrible dictator who was responsible for genocide.
Great.
You should know. You got to know your villains of history.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
y'all, it starts. And of course, Ari and Binium show up right before it starts. They sit down. Ari does not look happy to be there at all.
You know, she kind of doesn't. I like what she's wearing. It could be fitted better.
But she does look pretty good.
Yeah.
Evelyn wants to fucking scissor her.
Yeah, what was that?
Evelyn's like, hey, Ari, ooh.
I think, and later on, we saw Binyam leaving with clothing he'd brought, mm-hmm. and that's what they chose, like a sweatshirt.
Yes, and so.
It was an interesting choice.
First, Sean talks to Corey and Evelyn, and he just basically says things have been hard. We kind of get a check-in, but she just jumps right into Steven and Alina. Before, though, I think we jump into that, I do want to read what Sissy Mary, the great detective that she is.
Can you give me a TLDR?
What's that?
Too long, didn't read?
Yeah.
How do you not know what that is?
Oh,
are you on the internet?
I don't relate it, but she does give a TLDR, and the TLDR is Steven's biological and extended family are horrific, and the details come out with a lot of trigger warnings, so read at your own risk.
Continue.
So, yeah, I thought you would
I'm intrigued.
I didn't think you want the short version.
I'm intrigued.
So, y'all, the trigger warnings that we're going to talk about this with Steven, and if you don't want to hear it, I would say maybe fast forward 5 minutes or so, but we're going to talk about... pedophilia, so that's and sexual assault, so that could be a trigger warning for people about this.
Yikes.
So, and a lot of sissies have already talked about this on there's a We Hate Steven thread in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, so that's where she got a lot. Quick takeaways. First of all, thankfully, because they're both outside of the U.S., both Steven and Alina both receive a paycheck from this. We talked about this.
Yeah.
So at least Alina is getting paid. Tell All was filmed in August, y'all.
Okay.
They are still together.
I knew it.
Damien confirmed an aunt just got back from...
Damien?
Yes. Damien is Stephen's cousin.
Okay.
Sorry. Stephen's cousin confirmed that an aunt just got back this week from visiting them in Turkey.
So they're still in Turkey, not Russia?
Yep, they're still in Turkey. Stephen's birth dad has the nickname Uncle Slimy because of all the horrible things he did to the entire family.
Oh, holy shit. Was his birth dad the one we saw on the show?
That was his stepdad. You'll find out about his birth dad. Stephen's mother, aunt, and stepfather are all anti-vax. So
that they're crazy. Tracks.
Stephen apparently messaged. So this is what they talk about on the tell-all, but more details. Stephen apparently messaged hundreds of girls and asked for nudes, asking for them to send photos of themselves sucking on bananas.
Oh,
a lot of these were forwarded. These were afforded to Alina and to TLC casting. So they do talk about this on in detail, but not. In much detail.
So this was after they cast Steve.
Yes. Also, and then this is, again, a trigger warning for bullying, is that Damien, Stephen's cousin, discusses a lot of bullying that they received because Damien is queer and came out as queer, but they talk about the bullying they received growing from high school and things like that. But also... they talked about the extended family did not accept their coming out.
Well, that is the Mormon Church has a long way to go.
But yet they have convictions on this. But Mary says it doesn't sound like it sounds like they're loose on their convictions, meaning they caved early in life to avoid mainstream entertainment. And also, Damien retells that it was much more drama with them sleeping with his first boyfriend than any other cousins that had premarital sex.
I'm
with
sure,
of the opposite
but that,
sex.
That I'm not trying to say like I'm not shocked here.
No, I'm not either. But
that I of course.
But I think that Sissy Mary's telling all this because Stephen really professes that he's like such this devout Mormon and from this devout Mormon family.
Yeah.
When they're loose on their morality.
Interesting. So even though they were in church, they went to their church.
Stephen even says that Bob, the stepfather, often told Damien that he liked him better when he was a straight guy with short hair. So really, really winner of a family, really just... now, here's another thing we find out. No one in Stephen's family allowed
him... he wants to get away from him.
This is even worse. No one in Stephen's family allowed him to drive, with members of the family blaming a, quote, undiagnosed form of autism. So yes, as Sissy Mary said... He's never been diagnosed, never taken to a doctor. They just tell him and everybody in the family that he probably is a little autistic.
They just tell him? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no medical diagnosis or treatment whatsoever. That's just what they're saying.
Okay.
So, like, the just, as
Miss
Mary said, the audacity of these assholes.
Yeah.
Their grandmother passed away while Stephen was filming the show. Stephen's mom was in charge of the funeral program. In the last pages, she published the picture... below, which is just a, you can't read, just a picture of two people. But in the bottom of the picture, the caption read, death result of Moderna vaccination for COVID-19. They're crazy. So Damien, if you're watching the intimate portrait, y'all, Poodle is shocked. Damien reached out to for her to reconsider, and she did not, being backed up by Stephen's little brother. So... yeah. Also, this is the last one. Trigger warning: domestic assault and sexual assault. Stephen's biological father was a convicted pedophile, spousal abuser, and molester. All of these details were kept secret since they divorced, so that Stephen could have a normal childhood.
Oh, y'all! These things never do well when they're kept secret.
It was only discussed after his father's death. So his father's dead. We don't know how or where they died. Damien has asked if Stephen was a victim, but the adults in their family say he was not. Stephen's biological father spent time in prison and was a registered sex offender. And scene. Thank you, Sissy Mary. That was a deep dive.
You know, that explains a lot.
So Sissy Mary emailed us and said, I don't know if you want to read all of this on the show. I wanted to read it because some people read that and look at poor Stephen, and he has a horrible family, but that's not an excuse how he behaves in the world. And so I look at that, and if I was Alina, I wanted to read that because, so we do have You can have empathy for how someone became who they are,
but they're also, still an asshole.
But they're still an asshole. And also, y'all, if you're seeing, I think a lot of times, I know girlfriends that dated guys with like terrible families.
Yep.
That treat them terribly, and they all the time would say, yeah, but look what he came from, da-da-da. And I want to say, no, you read that and know this is too much for one person to fix.
Yep.
And that's what kills me, and is that Alina thinks that she can fix this in Steven.
Well, I guarantee you she does not know half of
this. But it's not just Steven. It's this whole family.
The whole family is sick.
Of insanity and mental sickness.
Well, and also, they said, oh, we're going to make sure he doesn't know any of this. You guys, we've seen what the results of this is, this sexual compulsion.
Yeah.
Because they probably never talked about anything related to sex.
No.
And they demonized it. And he was like, but I'm really want to find out. And it makes him, this is the problem when you are reticent to talk about sex at all.
Yes.
Your kids will find out.
It's why we so purposely talk about sex so much on this show.
Yeah, that's why.
Not because Poodle just doesn't have it constantly. But it's important because we've had sissies.
It's an added benefit, yes.
Yes, it said I can talk about sex more. So let's jump into this
tell-all. Wow. Thanks for that.
It's yeah. Don't thank me. Thank Sissy Mary. She gets a VIP upgrade because that bitch has done a lot for us.
Why don't we take a break before we do that?
That was a lot. We're going to take a commercial break.
I need
break.
To go take a shower.
And we'll be right
you
back.
You can just get a drink.
Yeah.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And we're back.
I took a shower. more of a psychic shower.
Just like a hum. Wait, you know what we need?
Oh, ring the Tibetan bell or Tibetan bowl. Yeah, you're not good at that.
It's still got it.
So as Stephen announces, I love this. Y'all, you know how I love a self-owned.
Yeah, are we recording? Okay, we are.
And then also a trash.
Yes.
Steve is like, I'm the worst person in the room, except for Corey. Now, why do you think he came for Corey? Because you know why? Steven says he's the most like me.
Yes.
He's the one I can pick on without anybody else coming so hard for me.
And Steven did something way worse, or Corey did something way worse to him.
Right.
He cheated on his wife when they were married.
And it's just like...
Which is Stephen, literally in his head, doesn't think that's as worse as what he's doing.
No, he has self-explained everything.
Even though now he's still, but he never physically was with someone.
And guess what, y'all? Alina agrees with him.
That is the saddest thing about this whole thing, is that I don't...
It's still hard. Her fairy tale.
I don't know. I do feel sorry for Alina because she has been groomed by him. But also another part, it's that where do we... It's just the responsibility is all on her now.
Yep.
But I don't know if she...
Well,
she's just so beat down by him.
She has been groomed.
So I don't mean that to mean that's her fault. I don't want to be one of those people who say, she just needs to pull out of it.
And that's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
I also think that I don't know if she was raised this way or she just read nothing but fairy tales. But that is that naivete.
I guarantee you she loves Disney.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But also she would see her marriage failure as a failure of herself. So that's why she won't walk away.
And she, that has nothing to do with her.
And y'all, she says she'll give him one more chance.
Yeah, she said
there's infinite chances, sadly.
Until he
does something really awful. I think the only thing
that maybe either it will make it worse when they have children, or he'll end up being a shitty father to the kids and she'll finally... Could I go either way?
Anyway.
Go either way. So, y'all, so they're... He tries to put on Corey, but Corey, they kind of like to flex a little bit. And, but Alina agrees with him, saying, yes, that's true. You are the word person here. And Steven, Alina said, I just... don't, you know, Steven's not really listening to me and he doesn't support this kind of communication. And Steven said, well, I am listening. I deleted my Facebook.
Hey, what else did I can do?
And Alina says, yeah, boy, that's too scary. It's too much like it. And Alina says, what a huge step.
so sad because he has made her so bitter and cynical.
He really has. And she was so youthful.
And that's the worst part of it, you guys.
Oh.
He's broken her a little bit.
Oh, that's what abusers do.
And it's going to be so sad that, I mean, if she does wind up getting out, she's going to need so much therapy.
But yes, and also knowing what we know now about Steven, if he was raised by his father, who was a pedophile and sexual abuser, that's how he know. That's where he learned to treat women.
Yep.
So I don't mean that as an excuse. I mean that then clearly. This isn't something he's just going to fix.
Do you know how long he was with his father?
I don't. I don't know that.
Let's put a pin in that because we don't know. We don't know if that's. We don't know how much he knew his father.
Yeah, that's true. But so, it seemed like he was around him some because Sissy Mary was talking about the family was asking if Steven was a victim of that abuse.
I'm just saying. That could get us in trouble of saying stuff like that.
No, but I mean, he was around him, though, maybe not his whole childhood, but some of it.
Yeah.
And so learned behaviors can be learned behaviors. So that's all that I'm saying, if he was around that. Whereas, again, y'all, the second co-host of this tell-all, Kenny just looks right at him and says, are you still talking to those girls online?
You know what's interesting? You say that, and Kenny did a lot more better wrangling than Sean did.
He called people on their shit. On this show. And maybe the producers don't want... I actually think it's not so
No,
much
they
Sean.
Do. They encouraged it before.
No, I don't think they want Sean to do it.
That's probably correct.
I think the producer, Matt Sharp, they don't want Sean to instigate. They want to see infighting of Kalani coming for this person.
But
and if that's what I think they want.
That, to me, is so...
That's not the job of them.
But that, to me, is not Sean's... That is not what the tell-all should be.
I agree, but I really think it's coming from them.
I will say, I would have loved to see... Sean does a great job. Give me Erica Hill going at these motherfuckers.
Erica Hill's would
have
gone.
Give me Erica Hill going at fucking Steven.
Now...
I'd pay money.
But again, Sean does say, this is a tell-all, Steven. Fine. And y'all, Steven...
But he's like, can you ask someone else some questions, Sean? I mean...
And so finally, he says, all right, I cheated. And everybody kind of has this nervous laughter. And then Sean says, you guys, we're all laughing, but they're actually married.
Yeah, and he says, so we got in a fight. I was frustrated. So she kind of made me send she kind of made me, and
that's,
then like
that's
where
I'm talking about this whole like Mormon culture
of
men is that
it's this idea of women are looking sexy.
She's responsible for all of this.
I agree. I don't want to blame just Mormon culture there. It's evangelical Christianity
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes, that's true. Yeah, that's
but,
true. I'm talking about because they're Mormon, but yes, yeah. It's even for sure. Y'all, and I know a lot of wonderful Mormon people that are really nice guys in Los Angeles. Some of them I would like to sleep with because they're very
they're
cute.
They're so hot.
What
so is
I really
that?
Want to say, if you think they don't like Mormons, y'all, I actually have like friends that I see regularly with their Mormon garb on and they won't take it off, even though I've tried.
Don't do that.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, please.
No, I think I've been obsessed with the LDS.
You saw Latter Days and you couldn't leave your apartment for a week.
That was hot.
Anyway, no, y'all, we just want to say we know a lot.
It is a very insular world.
And yes, and Stephen is not the best representation nor a true representation.
No, that's true. So he They're talking about, so nine girls, like, were sending me pictures of their boobs and like naked pics. And it's like, and they're like, did you send anything back? He's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I sent a pic of my tongue because I got a really long
tongue. I got a long tongue.
And I said, I wish I knew what to do with it.
That's too much. That's too much, sweetheart.
Y'all.
Yeah, what's what?
Jenny and Submit were sitting there like the two old Muppets.
That's a lot. Yes, it is, Jenny. That's a lot.
They've got no more drama. So
chickens don't even have tongues, so I can't even understand that.
They are there like Kalani and Kalini. They're just sitting there like this. Oh,
they really are the Waldorf and Astor, right? The Astor,
Waldorf and Statler.
Statler, that's what it is.
Like the Statler brothers.
I think they didn't mean that.
I know. I was just. Oh. I thought you would know who the Statler
brothers
were.
It was supposed to be Waldorf and Astoria. That's what they're. The Waldorf Astoria. That's what it's a play on. Because I read that, but I do know the Statler brothers though.
Fascinating.
What do they sing again though?
Did they sing Elvira? Who sang Elvira?
That might be Alabama.
No.
My heart's on fire.
Someone knows. Who cares?
Statler Brother hits. We'll look it up later.
I can keep going if you want to look it up.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm too into Steven.
We need one of those people who, like on Dax Shepard's.
Like, yes.
Anyway, so he sent pics back. We said that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love that you didn't even remember what you just said.
You do that all the time.
I know, I do too, but you school me for it. Yes, y'all, he sends pictures of his tongue, and everybody kind of groans, and Lena says, yes, and all those girls
sent
me
screenshots.
I've seen everything, and this is, y'all, where it gets deep.
So that was a concerted effort. This is some internet vigilantes, y'all.
If you were one of our sissies who completely catfished Steven and sent him a picture
of you eating a
banana, let us know. We are proud for you.
I don't approve of catfishing in general.
No.
I think, and that's just.
It's horrible.
But for someone like him who is so self-righteous.
Yeah.
I do.
Self-righteous. Yeah. Even so, again, co-host extraordinaire Kenny says, you know, we FaceTimed with them before this all started.
Right.
And we said, Kenny even said, people sent me boobs. Hello. 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 And so he told them, he said,
Look at me.
And has anyone ever seen you picture their boobs? No one has to me, and
no
I'm fine with
no
it.
No one has sent me boob pics. Don't.
Have they sent you dick pics?
Next question.
Of a listener or of somebody else? A listener's never
anyway.
If a listener is sending you a dick pic, you need to tell me so I can keep us out of legal trouble.
So Steven says,
oh God,
I have a lot of sexual energy. And that's when I puked in a paper bag
next to me. But here's the deal. So Kenny did say, like, avoid all that, and he didn't. And Alina said she felt very lost, but then y'all, but we, no, you don't skip over this. We get more tea. Y'all, Armando comes out
He was Mormon.
Yeah. Armando was Mormon, which that was even our mistake. Like, I think we assumed that his family was Catholic. They are not. I wish they would have talked about this, honestly, because...
They didn't. Maybe it was mentioned briefly.
But being Mormon and gay... No, they haven't. That's a big fucking deal. Like, honestly, the fact that his dad and mom are so fucking accepting now...
Right.
And they were raised more... I'm like, that's an even bigger deal.
Well, we don't know if the... We don't know if the mom and dad were Mormon.
Did he just pick it up when he was six?
No, it could have been he was converted when he married his wife.
Possibly, yeah, that's true. I just thought that
or
was
raised Mormon. He said he was raised Mormon, so
I'm glad true. Though he admitted it now, just because there's so many ex-Mormons or Mormons who are, that are also like queer. Yeah. We're gonna go see one, David Archuleta. I bought those tickets.
Did you?
We are driving to San Bernardino.
Can someone suggest a bodyguard we can take to San Bernardino?
Oh, God.
I'm a little worried.
You just wait till you hear his version of Mary, Did You Know? Oh, my God. It's so good.
I hate that song.
I do, too.
But I would listen to him sing it.
It was glorious.
Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Do you ever hear the Pentatonix version of that?
Yes.
It is delicious.
Anyway,
when you stop talking about that shit. I hate songs like that, but I like it, and I don't like it that I like it. And if your favorite Christmas song is "Mary, Did You Know," you might want to process.
You might want to process that. So
I just read you for fucking filth.
But Armando basically, because y'all, he can't call because Armando says, "Look." A lot of people I knew grew, because he says, I was raised Mormon, and he said a lot of people I know growing up were Mormon as well. That's why I think it's when he was younger. And he said, throughout these past few months, you know, you're talking a lot about the Book of Mormon, but you're not living by example.
Right.
And then immediately Corey goes, yes! And I wanted to go, sit down. Sit down, Corey.
It is a little bit much. He should have several seats.
But Armando basically says, like, you know, and then what is Steven's response to that, Poodle?
I mean, I will not repress all this sexual energy, but I've talked to Elena and I brought this up that I really kind of want to have a threesome. Threesome.
And he literally makes it her fault that she doesn't.
Is that in the Book of Mormon?
That she doesn't give him enough sex. That she's not sexual enough. So that's why, y'all, he even quotes fucking Nelson Mandela and says,
this was so,
I didn't write
next
the quote,
level.
Some quote about a saint and a sinner.
Said like, I'm, you can only become a saint if you've recognized that you're a sinner or something like that.
Yes. Uh-oh. Sissy Alyssa's texting me. She's watching in Chicago.
Yeah, don't.
She's going to freak out at this tell-all. What? Sissy Alyssa, our friend Alyssa.
Oh, she's watching Chicago.
She watches in Chicago where she's
watches
from.
In Chicago.
Yes, yeah.
Got it.
But Armando comes back to Kenny and says, yeah, but you're part of the LDS standards and you aren't even living up to them.
Yeah, you mean Stephen.
To Stephen. So.
It was so good that they did not, it was so good that people like Armando and Corey could push back because everyone else is just going to go, you're bad. He's going to go, you can't do anything about it.
But they actually they're using his own logic.
Yep.
It's like that woman at the Southern Oklahoma Pride that, remember I told you that story that said the protesters were there and she said, you know what? The night before Jesus was crucified, people wanted to bring it up and he said, nope, this is a party. This is time for a party and shut them down because they didn't know what to say. It was glorious.
And Jesus said, who's got the poppers?
Who's got the poppers? Mark, start rimming me.
Oh!
Judas, you're in back again. Sorry.
You're the last in the train.
You're the last in the... That's why Judas was pissed off. Nobody was fucking Judas.
It's the Last Supper. It's time for a train.
Time for a train.
We're riding a train on Jesus.
We're going to get some one-star reviews on that.
That's it. Surprisingly, our religious criticism is one of the few things.
This is true. It's one of the few things. Y'all leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it. Then this tell-all does something, which is what tell-all should do. What do we say all the time what a tell-all should do, Poodle? Oh, I'm quizzing you.
Introduce something new.
Thank you. And what do we get?
we get Vanessa,
a deleted scene,
girlfriend.
Oh.
Now, this girl just brought it.
Fucking laid it out
she
on
just,
a silver
so,
platter.
Anyway.
Talk about the scene first.
She says...
the deleted scene they showed.
He met with her days before going to Russia.
Like 2 days before he went
She's
to Russia.
Gorgeous.
She
gorgeous
is gorgeous.
Girl.
She's beautiful.
And he said, I don't want to repeat the same mistakes. And she went, you already have. You're yep. talking to me, and I know you, and I know what you've done.
She said, you messaged me on Instagram and
told me
I
look good.
And you wanted to meet me while you're dating this girl in Russia.
Right. And she said...
And he's like, well, I just really want to try to, like, be better. And she says...
I'm not your teacher on your path to manhood. And she said, I'd prefer this is the last time we'd ever speak.
And you're like, that was great. What a great scene. How are you going to process that?
And she walks in.
She walks in the fucking tell-all.
And she's like, I'm here for Alina.
And we all just go, they show everybody else, and everybody goes, gunk, leaned in.
And Alina, and she's basically telling Alina, she explained it.
I was going through a faith crisis. I
want
to bring that up because y'all, a lot of LDS
That's
people
That's how predators get you.
They talk about faith crisis a lot. They talked about that in like Housewives of Salt Lake City. but if they're in faith crisis, y'all, that they're very vulnerable.
Yep.
And I want to talk, that's important because y'all, Alina, we don't even know fully Alina's backstory. However, I bet you when they were met or when they were doing language learning exercises, yep. she was in a vulnerable
yep.
state.
That's how he gets them.
So I just want to bring that up that people recognize
that. You can't,
that.
Predators don't, if you're in a great place, you're not the perfect prey for a predator.
You're not, because you don't often need them
yeah.
to help, because you think they're going to get you out of this situation.
They sense a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a certain, not necessarily a physical weakness,
mm-hmm.
but they sense a weakness in your resolve.
Yep.
And that's how they get in. And you're exactly right. You're 100% right. Something wasn't, and she probably opened up to him
yep.
and shared all of it.
Ugh.
Ugh.
So yeah, then along came Steven.
Yeah. So she basically says, I thought he was a godly man. Thought he was a man of faith. And basically
they were dating and he was going to Russia.
He went to Russia and he told me when he came back, he had sex with three girls.
He had sex with three girls, even though he broke her down where she
and
said,
that's
even
he
though
met were, Alina.
Think about this. He was in
right?
a yes, he was in a relationship, a quote unquote devoutly religious Mormon man with another Mormon woman. He already convinced her to say, hey, can I date other girls? And she
yeah.
said, you can date other girls, just don't have sex with them. And he went over there and actually fucked three other girls. And I think that. The timeline is not clear, but I think that is when he met Melina.
Alina.
Or potentially, didn't he meet Alina online? So did he already know her and he was going over to
yeah.
see her? Because I think that's why, y'all, Alina starts just crying these sad, like, honest, broken yeah. tears. And she knows that's when he was there.
Yeah. And Vanessa says to Alina, listen, he's not going to change. If anything, he's gotten worse. And Alina says, I can't walk away. I hope he will love me enough to change. Let me break
that
this
is,
down
that
for
is
y'all.
That is victim language. And I just am, because yes, go ahead.
Let me break this down. You can't love someone enough to change them. You can't change anyone. The other person has to want to change.
Well, and also, I don't think love is the thing
you
that changes you.
You can't love someone out of addiction. You can't love someone into stopping to cheat on
it
you.
It has nothing to do. And the fact that she said, I hope he loves me enough.
Oh!
So what happens if he, every time he ends up cheating on her, it's not about Steven. It's about her
yep.
being unlovable.
And that's why she's going to continue to stay in this marriage.
That's the language that victims that we've used, that we'll use, is that there's a problem with me of why I caused mm-hmm. this. I didn't do enough.
That's why she's going to stay. That's why she's going to stay.
Y'all see this for a mirror if it's in your own life and get out of it.
And y'all, then Ari, who's been sitting there listening, and she's not even, this is not even a very Ari thing to say because
no,
it's not even very charged.
I kind of agreed with her and I felt weird about it.
I was team Ari most of the tell-all. I can't believe I'm saying it. So anyway, Ari says, you know, you can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
And she even said, like, I don't think you're a freak or anything. She even made him feel normalized.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but you can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
And y'all, Stephen, without a word, says, that's funny. It comes from someone who left her husband.
And I wrote, you're an evil misogynist.
Again, y'all, I guarantee you, he came up with things to say and memorized them. He was ready.
And he says, he says, and I'm fully invested. And Ari said, yeah, no, you're not invested because you had 9 fleeting moments of weakness.
Well, he said, it was a fleeting moment of weakness. He's like, 9 fleeting moments of weakness.
And Ari responded, she's like, I didn't abandon my husband. I took my child to have surgery, which we could unpack that later. But
Steven says, he says, we've scheduled a meeting with a psychologist to help me get out of this. And I guarantee you this is an LDS psychologist.
Probably. Probably. And
Or a religious.
It's not a regular therapist. No way. No way. It's probably going to be worse than fucking a golden retriever's therapist.
Bettina.
Bettina.
Is that her name?
Thank you for the therapy. Y'all, this to me was was the most gripping moment of the tell-all.
Yeah. I can't believe they started with
this.
Is
when Vanessa started crying. Vanessa, the ex, and she said, she looked right at Alina and she said, Alina, I want you to know it is not a bad thing to leave him.
It's okay.
You're not giving up. You were expecting a genuine relationship with a man, and that's not what you
got.
That's
not what you got. Oof.
But she says that as somebody coming from a faith-centered knowing that Alina's been brainwashed into this.
And then she says, Alina says, I'm sorry, but I've already decided to give him one more chance, and this is going to be the last time. Y'all, we know that's not true.
We know that's
this
not
is
true.
Not, this is...
Again, where's the shirt that we need to make that said, we didn't want to be right about this. But we said this in the second episode. Mm-hmm. Steven is going to never change and get worse if she marries him.
I think you thought more... You thought she was a little bit more resilient at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah.
No, she... Yeah. You could tell.
Once I saw that cats were her only friends, I knew it wasn't going to be good.
Well, no, she's.
Well, no, because I say that because I realized, Steven isolated her. Mm-hmm. He took it away from our home country. She has no friends. And that's what someone who abuses you does. It takes away from your family, your friends.
He didn't take her away from Russia. She had to.
But he convinced her to do it, though. It was his idea to and do this. It was because of COVID, he didn't want to wait. This is a perfect opportunity that he saw. Now I can get her alone, brainwash her.
No, you're right. You're right.
Steven said, I just want to say, even though I feel terrible, I hope these feelings of being terrible will help me. That's what he said kind of after.
And did you hear when Ari and Binyam and Steven were talking after their segment, and Ari just asked, do you think, and this is a really good question. It wasn't even, you're not ready to be in a relationship. She said, are you ready to be in a relationship?
She's like, because if you love someone, but you're able to hurt them so badly,
let them
go.
I guarantee you, Ari is one of those people who is a good person to talk to if you're her friend. She will tell you, she will give you good advice. She just makes the worst decisions in her own life.
If you're not a close friend, if you're a close friend, she's going to make it about her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to get to them later.
Should we talk about Jenny Smith?
We're married.
There's not a lot to say anymore,
There's not a lot to
say. Everyone's happy. I kind of still can't believe they're married.
Can't believe it. It's kind of like...
they look happy, too.
Yeah, even Sean is like, can we give them a round of applause? Because holy fuck, didn't think this was going to happen.
I agree. I couldn't put that on with one hand. Sorry.
That's okay. Jenny says...
Oh! Sorry.
I finally can breathe through my beak.
So
I'm happy. But the parents don't know that they're
Jenny's
married.
Jenny's like, though. They can't throw me out of India now.
Can't throw me out.
They tried.
So y'all, they end up bringing they end up bringing Sadhna and Anil, Sumit's parents, and Sumit's brother Amit.
And right? Sheree.
And Sheree, his sister-in-law. And so they start, y'all, we find out, Jenny said that whole kumbaya moment they had.
And they played that clip.
Was all just a shit show. Because Jenny said it was all fine. And then within 2 or 3 months later, everything was back to normal and had been forgotten.
And Sean even addresses the mom and says.
Sumit says he's getting calls from his mom saying, leave Jenny, leave her.
So Sean says, the astrologer said for you to get out of the way. And
Sean said, good for Sean. She said, aren't you going against the astrologer? Because that was a big thing, y'all. They kept saying, you can't go against him. You can't
and they
go
could
him.
Not even hear it. They were like, the thing is, they can be together. They just can't get married.
Boy, it's like they really set it up. They and they said they can't get married. Cut to all the rest of the 90-day cast going.
And the thing about it is, and Victor's like, what the fuck is happening here? What?
And they even, she's like, and so Sandra says, I do support them. Just, you know, they're just. No one stopped them from living together. And Sean said, y'all, we're just punking his parents at this point. Sean says, so are you okay if they get married? And everybody kind of goes, And Sada is like, no, I'm not okay with that. And then Sean goes, Amit, how do you feel about them getting married?
And Amit says, I honestly, if they didn't want me to marry my wife now, I probably wouldn't marry her. And y'all, Sheree goes, what? She's just looking at her like, I don't even know how to think about
and
that.
And then y'all, someone remember who hasn't watched any of this, Victor just goes, shit, this is crazy. What is this show about? It's like he just went, what? When he said this is crazy, I fucking died laughing.
I just said that, but that's okay.
You did?
I just said about Victor. You did? Don't listen to me. Yeah.
You don't listen to me.
That's not the way we... That's... Y'all, I swear to God.
Gary, roll the tape. He's gaslighting me.
If it's there for him to read, it won't even register for him.
I'm thirsty.
We need to listen.
I am.
To one another.
I agree.
Never mind. I said, Victor just said this is crazy.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I was reading.
We can take it out in the edit if you want to. Remove things I say. So you can just say them over and over again.
Sure.
Anyway, so y'all, and then Kenny speaks up. He's like, yeah, I mean, this is someone that you even got married to. And the cast goes, well, like Kenny's about to spill the beans. He's like, I mean, you got married to someone else. I mean, good save.
Good save.
I mean, whatever.
He was saying you got married to, well, what he said, which I thought was really true, and I never thought about this. Kenny says, this is cruelty.
It is cruel.
And I never thought about it, but he said, this is cruelty, and you even got married to someone else for them. That's what Kenny was saying.
And I need to be clear here. It is cruel in definitely a Western context.
True.
As Westerners, we think, and because when we watch Indian Matchmaker, this all made sense. There's traditional marriage, and there's love marriages.
Yes, and this is a love marriage.
This is a love marriage.
And it goes, traditional marriages are set up, and it's a family contractual thing. But Kenny said, but this at this point, it's been happening for 10 years. That to me is the definition of cruel.
And I, as a Westerner, I completely agree.
I agree. I mean, the sister-in-law, she says, no, it's not cruel. Everything needs time. And I'm like, how much more time do you need?
It's just they don't see it that way because they only know that.
And also, they are one of those people that says, oh, give it time. But when in their head, they think, give it time for it to fall apart and
we totally agree.
We want. They're not saying give it time to work out the way it will work out.
And I don't think this situation is unwinnable. Both parties can never be right.
Yeah.
It needs to be, and like I said this last season, the only way they're ever going to be really happy is they move away from India. Sumit's never going to want to do that.
Never.
So what's going to happen is they'll have to have this kind of quiet relationship with the parents about being married, and Sumit will have to walk this tightrope. They will never invite Jenny to anything.
Never.
And she needs to be, Jenny would need to be okay with that. Is that unfair to ask her to do that? Yes, it is.
But it's her choice. But
it's her choice.
I am a little more
that
sad.
Chicken that has chosen her prince.
She chose her prince. But it makes me more sad that now that they are married, she almost probably feels it's kind of like Jenny's made her own prison. Who does she know? She doesn't have a lot of friends there. Like, she doesn't speak the language.
I don't think that realization will ever come to her. Thankfully.
I don't think so either.
Thankfully, because what would she do to get out of it?
Yeah.
There's what's left for her in America? Her daughter.
Daughters. Know, and it's
she has a son too. Am I making that up?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Maybe. Even Ellie's kind of like, no one should have to deal with this.
Yeah.
So, y'all, then it's a moment. Sean just says, it's interesting, too, because Jake and I have talked about this, how Submit needs to come out. It's not lost to me that y'all, out of this whole tell-all, Kenny and Armando are the ones that really related to Jenny and Submit. And at the end, Sean just says, well, I guess all we got. Y'all, I bet they were sitting around for fucking hours on this tell-all.
Anything, Submit, is there anything else you want to say? We got a new TV the other day.
Oh, great. Great. Submit, anything else?
Jenny made a really great chicken korma.
Yeah.
The other day.
Anything
really great.
Else? Go Dodgers. Delicious. Go Dodgers. Yeah, I just want to end on that. Yeah. And finally he's like, nope. And Sean says, well, we really wanted this to come to a resolution, but I guess it's not going to happen.
She was fed up.
She was like in her head going, God damn it, this would have been ratings gold. But the parents go away and Submit says, I mean, it probably was the right choice for him. That because
this it would be better.
If he told his parents on television,
they'd never forgive him.
But at this point, I kind of wish he would have because his parents have been so cruel.
Agreed.
To him.
They deserve it.
I kind of want them to show their ass on national TV.
Did you like how Sean says, I would just call him and hang up the phone? Tell him to hang up the phone.
Because she said, Submit, Mama's going to be mad. Mad. And Kenny
she's
said,
never going to watch it.
Can you record it? I'm telling you, it was great.
That y'all,
I'm exhausted.
That's the show.
Well, I guess we're ending now.
I know we haven't covered everybody. That's going to be for part two. We're going to cover Kenny and Armando. We're going to cover Ari and Benyam. We're going to cover Ellie and Victor and Corey and Evelyn and
Surf
the
Jesus.
Sisters and his brother and his wife. Who I don't know why they brought the wife in there. She was just baggage, I guess.
I'm already ready for a rant about her name spelling.
Taylor. That looks like how you spell it in Star Wars.
It's true, y'all. And we promised you, Poodle watched Annie live. So we're
Why didn't I talk about that?
We didn't have time.
You
Steven,
talked over me.
No. Steven. I had to. You didn't do your homework and
That's
read
right.
the homework.
Okay, I will talk about Annie live.
Yeah,
right after this.
Until then, y'all. Hey,
the beginning of the next show.
This December, give the gift of gays.
Give the gift of reality gays.
Yes, if y'all can, we really appreciate it. We love an Apple Podcast review, but really tell your coworkers,
tell your friends. If they watch Night Day, great.
Your church elder, who's a little homophobic.
Really tell them.
Tell him or her. Y'all, we would just love it if you could just help us help share the show with people that you think are.
Because
if you think a meme we do on Instagram is funny, if you share it to your story, all that really makes a difference.
Because you guys, yes, reviews help us, but what helps is you guys by word of mouth.
It really does. So we appreciate it when that happens.
And I heard so many stories like, my sister-in-law got me into this podcast. I can't. So tell one person.
Just
one person believes in you.
Really, really believes in you.
You don't know what that is, do you?
Just one person believes in you. Oh, do. You're pregnant. I don't know.
No, you made a beautiful song.
I just
and you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Or maybe that's Snoopy. Maybe it's the musical Snoopy.
You
I
know
can't
what?
Remember.
You don't know, but you don't know either.
How dare you?
Y'all.
Anyway,
that's
the
show. Go to realitygaze.com. Hey, be sure to check our Instagram and our socials for those live show links. Pre-sale drops on Wednesday.
And all the links are in our link tree on our Instagram. Linktree.
That's where you're going to get all these shows separated on our link tree. So that's the best place to
That's
look.
Where you're going to get tickets.
And you're going to get tickets, y'all. We call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Why don't I look at these better?
Oh, God.
Just
going to sit here and wait, I guess.
What?
Just going to hit the ball.
Oh, I know what it is. And if you've ever been sitting in a room and you're just having casual conversation and you tell someone's parents that they were actually married, and then you go, wait, it's not that. I mean, to other people.
Blah, blah, blah. Just kidding.
On national television, you can call
us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.